Before we get to this episode, just to say thanks to everyone who's bought my new book, Champion Thinking, How to Find Success Without Losing Yourself. Published by Bloomsbury, the response has been terrific. It's an Amazon bestseller. It's been top 20 in the airport charts consistently, and the reviews have been terrific right across the board. And if you like this episode that you're about to hear on Flow, you'll be sure to enjoy Champion Thinking. Head to my website, simonmundy.com, or Amazon, Waterstone, Smith's, places like that, to get your copy.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Welcome to this bite-sized episode in which I take one lesson from one of my previous conversations and have a closer look. Hello, Simon here, and welcome to this week's bite-sized episode. Now, one of my very favourite British sporting stories features the side that won Olympic hockey gold at Rio in 2016. It was the first ever hockey gold won by the British women's team. And they've been on quite the journey. They'd finished sixth at the 2008 Games before winning an excellent bronze at London 2012. And that side had really focused on their values in London. But soon after, in 2014, just 18 months out from Rio, things started going awry. At the World Cup that year, they finished a hugely disappointing 11th out of 12. And it was, to some degree, a reflection of the culture within the squad at that time, because there really was a lot of bitterness and anger between players. Now, rather than let it fester, the squad had a crucial clear-the-air meeting, a really difficult conversation, which was painful at the time, but it allowed the squad to air their grievances before redefining their vision and values 18 months out from Rio 2016, where they won that incredible gold medal. Now, the lessons to take from this are applicable in any area, from businesses to families to relationships. It is so easy to let resentments build and sweep things under the carpet, to avoid having the difficult conversation because you know it will be uncomfortable. But sweeping issues under the carpet is not a recipe for harmony and flourishing relationships. Issues and feelings and grievances need to be faced and processed. And so I would suggest keeping that in mind when listening to Kate and Helen Richardson Walsh talk. They speak about the power of having hard but healing conversations within a sporting setting, and it definitely helped pave the way for them to go on and make history. But that attitude of not leaving things unsaid is universal and can be embraced in all areas. Hard conversations are not easy, but they are really important. So here is Kate and Helen Richardson Walsh.
It was a kind of a difficult period, that 18 months. So we had had a lot of change. Mm-hmm. New coach come in, new methodology, new culture, new tactics, new style of play, new everything. And we started off okay. We got silver medal at the European Championships in 2013. But something wasn't just quite right. And nobody could really grip it or understand what it was. And it just wasn't the environment that we'd created.
Right. In terms of togetherness and that type
of
stuff.
Yeah, we were so selfless. That group of 28 in the lead up to London was incredibly selfless. Just some of my best memories are of people just giving all of themselves, even though they know they're not going to the Olympics. But it became quite selfish.
Right.
You know, similar people, you know, lots of the same players, but different parts of their personality were brought out, and we were all struggling really. And so it wasn't a surprise that where we finished the World Cup, but it was nevertheless devastating.
And then that led to the team conversation where you all got together, that hard conversation that we mentioned earlier, where you set out values, a vision, asked, you know, who do we want to be internally and externally? So what was that like, and how key was that conversation?
I mean, massive. I mean, prior to that, I took a period out. Is a hard place to be for all of the players at that time, all the staff. Helen had double back surgery. Mm-hmm. So as a couple, you know, Helen was going through just an awful time. She'd missed out on selection for the World Cup because of her back. She was really struggling. Together we were struggling. It was just a bad, bad time. So I needed to just take myself away. And over that period of me being away, the group that was still continuing forward had a really, really hard conversation where kind of no elephants in the room, get everything out on the table, all the problems that we'd had, you know, all of the finger pointing, all of the blame, let's just get it all out there. And then off the back of that progressed a period of healing. You have to get it out. You have to. I go into lots of companies now and talk about culture, and so many of the problems are things just unsaid.
Yeah, and bitterness builds, doesn't it?
God, we're human. We're emotional, we're human, and we store it away.
Yeah, that was really, really, really tough. So we did have a psychologist, but he actually left within this period, and we got a kind of an interim psychologist who was one of, the best psychologists in the EIS. And she was tasked with coming together for this meeting. And it was the first time she'd met us all and the last time. And I think she must have walked out that room thinking, oh, my God, because honestly, I mean, she was amazing. And what she created was a very safe space for us to voice what was going on deep down in all of us. And I remember being very fearful going into that meeting mainly because of my own insecurities and my own vulnerabilities that I knew I needed to voice. I knew that I needed to apologize for my part in what we had become. And I was incredibly grateful that a lot of us did that. And yeah, at the time it was hideous. It was so hideous. You know, there was a lot of tears. There was actually there was shouting and a lot of anger, which is really unusual for a meeting. You know, it doesn't often get to that place, but it was so, so necessary. And I'm honestly so proud of all of the team in that room to really say what they were feeling, how others had made them feel and stuff like that, which is so hard to do, to be really honest. I think ultimately none of us liked where we were at that point, and that was probably what, you know, the connection that we had was that we wanted to make this better somehow. We didn't know how, but yeah, we needed to start here.
When you sort of came out of it then, can you quantify how cathartic it was? And did you have that sense of like a huge weight off your shoulders individually and collectively? Or did that take time? Were you a bit raw for a while?
I think there was a rawness to it. I remember we did it in December. So it was before Christmas, so before a kind of natural break that we had in our program. Yeah, so I think over that Christmas period, it probably took a bit of time for us all to just individually figure it out. In fact, actually, and this is what we really tried to do within our squad on from that point, was once you've had a chance to have your say and you leave a meeting, mm-hmm. then that's it.
Say it now or forever hold your peace.
Exactly. So I think that's, and that definitely would have come up in that meeting. So I think that's why everything came out.
Did a lightness come?
Yeah, I do think it was a moment actually where we could put a full stop on it and move forward.
Thanks for listening to this bite-sized episode. The line that really stood out for me was this one from Kate Richardson-Walsh.
You have to get it out. You have to. so many, I go into lots of companies now and talk about culture, and so many of the problems are things just unsaid.
Yeah, and bitterness builds, doesn't it?
God, we're human. We're emotional, we're human, and we store it away.
Like I said, embracing hard conversations and not leaving things unsaid, whether it be in businesses, within families, within relationships, is, in my view, so important, yet so easy to overlook and avoid. Now, if you could please share this episode with anyone who might enjoy it or who you think might benefit from hearing it, I would be very grateful. That's it for now. Until next time, goodbye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.